In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the Holy Scriptures are like a field in which are hidden the treasures of the mysteries of God. So if we want to find these treasures and to contemplate these mysteries, we cannot content ourselves with a superficial reading. But we have to dig a little bit, and we have to go deeper. At the first glance, the parable of the Good Samaritan, it speaks about the love that we need to have for our neighbor. But if we look more deeply, we will see that this parable talks about the love of God for each one of us. So I would like to invite you today to walk with me in the fields of the Holy Gospel and contemplate, beyond the story which is told, the mystery which is proposed to us in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead." My brethren, we are reading here the story of our own salvation. This man in the Holy Gospel represents Adam and stands for the entire human race. And it is written that he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem means city of peace and represents paradise, where man was placed right after his creation. However, we know that Adam didn't keep the commandments of God. Adam was disobedient to the voice of God. And because of that, he was expelled from paradise. So he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jericho, which means city of the moon, and signifies the mortality of this life and the instability of this world. So because of his infidelity, man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, from the immortality of paradise to the mortality of this life, from the state of grace to the state of sin. It is written that he fell among robbers, who stripped him and wounded him. Now, it's easy for us to guess who these robbers are. Yes, they are the fallen angels, the spirits of darkness, who under the direction of Satan provoked the man to sin against God. And because Adam consented to the temptation of the devil, he was then stripped of that beautiful garment of grace that he received on the day of his creation. And that's why, after his sin, Adam realized that he was naked. It means deprived of the grace of God. And he was wounded, weakened by his sin, in such a way that he was half dead. Half dead, because his body was still alive, but his soul was not alive anymore. For the life of the soul is the grace of God. So when Adam lost the grace of God, he became half dead, still alive in his body, but dead in his soul. And because Adam was the head of the human race, his sin affected not only himself, but also each one of us. The original sin affected our own nature, which was there, lying on the ground, naked, wounded, half dead, unable to help itself. And we read that a priest passed by, and a Levite passed by, but they didn't help that man. They didn't help. And I would say that they didn't help because they were unable to. Unable because this priest and this Levite represent the law and the prophets, which were unable by themselves to restore men to the life of grace. However, a certain Samaritan, being on his journey, came near the wounded man, and seeing him, was moved to compassion. My dear brethren, finally, someone was moved with compassion at the sight of our misery. Someone who had the power to help. And he is called a Samaritan, a stranger, because he is not from this world, but he comes from heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Samaritan, who from the throne of His Majesty saw the poverty of our nature and moved with compassion, came down to save us. And what did He do? The Good Shepherd took the lost sheep upon his shoulders and carried her into the inn. And it is in, is the figure of the church. It is in the church that our Lord takes care of our souls. It is in the church that He placed all the means we need in order to be healed spiritually. In the Gospel, we see that the Samaritan used oil and wine to heal the wound. Oil and wine, two different things, in order to heal two different types of wounds. Because we know that there are two types of sin: venial sin and mortal sin. The oil symbolizes love and devotion, and it is used for our venial sins. Because we can receive the remission of our venial sins by any act of love and devotion toward God. For example, when we receive well the sacraments, when we pray, when we do penance, when we help our neighbor, and when we bear the sufferings of this life for the love of God. Of course that we can confess our venial sins. However, we should know that it is not absolutely necessary, because there are other means to obtain the remission of venial sins. That's the oil. And the wine. The wine symbolizes the passion of Christ, and it is used for our mortal sins. Because we can only receive the remission of a mortal sin through the aspersion of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we receive this aspersion in the sacrament of confession. In this way, for the forgiveness of a mortal sin, confession is necessary. And we see in the Gospel that the next day, the Samaritan took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said, "Take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt spend, over and above, I, at my return, will repay thee." The divine physician came to heal our wounds, to restore our lives, and to give us back that beautiful garment of grace that we had lost. And that was the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. But before going up to heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ entrusted to other men this same mission that He Himself received from God the Father: the mission of saving souls. And that's why our Lord instituted the priesthood. And He gave to His priests 2 pence, which means His doctrine and His sacraments. And that's what the priests have to use to take care of souls: doctrine and the sacraments. And he promised to the man who would follow this vocation, to those who would share in his mission of saving souls, which is the most important mission on this earth. He promised then a very special reward in heaven. I, at my return, he said, will repay thee. What a beautiful promise of our Lord to his priests, to have a very special place in heaven. So, my brethren, I would invite you to take a look at this gospel during the week. Now that you have the keys of interpretation, we have walked a little in the fields of the Holy Scriptures, and tried to unveil some of the mysteries of God hidden in the parable of the Good Samaritan. We were able to contemplate our Lord Jesus Christ behind the figure of the Good Samaritan, and our own nature, ourselves, in that wounded man lying on the ground. So I would ask you to remember, to think about all that the Good Samaritan has done for you in your life. Remember when you were there, lying on the ground, living in sin, and he brought you back to life. It's time to say, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me, for taking me upon your shoulders and bring me here to your church. Thank you, Lord. And in gratitude, I promise you, Lord, my everlasting fidelity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.